afternoon or early evening. It's Tuesday, about 5 o'clock in the evening. I was hoping to do this boo with Maria, and in fact, later on tonight, I might do another boo with Maria. I actually enjoyed doing the boo last night, and Alex has commented that it amused him. It's actually a lot better talking with somebody, and I can see how talking with somebody and bouncing ideas off is a lot better than staring at a computer screen trying to think of whatever to say next. However, she's not here at the moment. It's Nikos's Christmas celebration-y type thingy, so she's had to go and watch that. I say she's had to go and watch that. She obviously wanted to go and watch that. I'm not allowed to go and watch it because part of the rules of our relationship is I'm not allowed anywhere near the school because the school is her ex's territory, and as he pays the bills, I'll give him that. So at this moment in time, Maria is probably stood near the back at one side, and he's stood near the back at the other side. And some parents will be saying hello to her, and some parents will be saying hello to him, and everybody will be whatever they do. Anyway, Maria's not here and she can't join in, so I'm just chuntering a bit. I've listened to a load of boos this afternoon. Neil booed on a Tuesday, which was quite interesting. He, funnily enough, he talked about Friends. I know that Nancy's booed about Friends as well. I think my final answer to this is that I come home and I switch on my laptop and I go to my sites. My laptop's on in school, but I don't actually visit the sites that I like in school because I don't trust the server there. I know they've got a net monitor on it, and I know I can rely on they're so crap that they don't bother to check where I go and they don't follow everything, but I don't really want them to one day follow and find stuff. So I come home and I sit down, and Maria was here, and we clicked on the boos and saw that Alan had booed a couple of times, and then Neil had booed, and there were a couple of boos from Alex as well. And we sort of listened to them. And basically, what I'm saying is that is my definition of friendship. I left England 5 years ago, and I wasn't really a great guy for having friends in real life, as it's called. So much so that, there aren't a lot of those friends who followed me. Most of my friends were via the internet, and the friends that I had at that time were picked up by the internet. They have, funnily enough, all of them, most of them, have rejected me. The ones that I met in real life have rejected me because of my leaving to Mexico. They felt that in some way I lied to them. And the friends that I've kept, for example, Neil and Alan, I've kept, and this is what I do. The first thing I tend to do is that I come home, the laptop comes on, I check out blog posts and I check out tweets and all this, and I see them really as good friends that I never met, even though there was a chance that we could have met in England. Alex, again, we have met and we've talked on Skype, and he's exactly the sort of friend I want. And I suppose some of you are friends that I want, is that I know that you're always there and you're always interested in my life and I'm interested in yours, but seriously, we don't have to meet up every Friday night to go for that drink because we just pick up where it is. And so, personally, in my experience, internet friends have turned out to be absolutely the best type of friends. That said, of course, I am now living with a woman that I met on the internet, which is fantastic. And at that point, I've noticed the time's gone, so I'm going to have to say, I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye bye now.